Going to interview all the major independent party candidates on our show this month, from the Libertarian Party to the Greens. We begin with the Libertarian Party candidate, Bob Barr, former Republican congressman from Georgia. First came to national attention as one of the House managers in the impeachment trial of President Bill Clinton.
We're living in an America in which we know that felons are prosecuted and not allowed to remain in office. We live in an America in which rights prevail, wrongs must be righted, and indeed, we have to stand up today, tomorrow, and forever for the rule of law, the Constitution, and accountability, vote articles of impeachment, which are the one tool given us by our founding fathers to do precisely that in precisely this circumstance with precisely this president.
Bob Barr joins us now from the studios of WSND in South Bend, Indiana. Mr. Barr, thanks so much for being with us.
No, it's my pleasure entirely. Thanks for having me.
You've been outspoken in recent years, warning about the federal government infringing on the private lives of U.S. citizens. Looking back on it, did the prosecution of Bill Clinton set a bad precedent for snooping on private lives?
Not at all, because the precedent that it set had nothing to do with his private life. It had everything to do with his public life. It was the oath that he took in court proceedings before a grand jury and before a United States District Court judge in a lawful proceeding in which he then perjured himself. That's what was at issue there, not his personal behavior, but his public behavior in a U.S. court of law and before a United States grand jury.
To get to the week's events, you have been opposed to the financial rescue package that finally passed on Friday and President Bush signed it. What would you do?
I certainly would not take the attack that this administration and this Congress has done. The proposal that is now the law of the land, what we call this bailout from hell, now says to the American people, well, we see what got us into this problem in the first place, and we're going to propose to get us out of it by spending up to $1 trillion or more of U.S. taxpayer dollars doing precisely the same thing that got us into the problem, and that is buying up bad mortgage-based security paper. What the federal government ought to be doing is prosecuting fraud. We ought to be looking at forced receiverships and Chapter 7 bankruptcies for many of these institutions. The president and the Treasury Department ought to be looking for private companies and private entities to be buying up these problem institutions, which is precisely what happened with Wachovia. Wachovia did not go to the federal government with a handout saying, oh, please give us a bailout. They were having problems, and they put themselves in the public market. And Wells Fargo looked at them carefully and said, there are some good assets here, and we're going to buy you. That's the way it ought to work.
What would you do with more than 100,000 U.S. troops in Iraq?
Begin immediately on assuming office to bring them home. We have no business occupying Iraq. President Bush, when he was a candidate for the presidency, recognized that. It is not helping our security to be artificially propping up a government in Iraq that ought to be able to rise or fall on its own. And the expenditure of $400 million of U.S. taxpayer dollars a day, which is the cost of the Iraq occupation, that is utterly irresponsible and unnecessary.
What would you do with U.S. troops in Afghanistan?
I would use them much more wisely, I think, than they have been. If, in fact, as we know there was in the past, certainly, those responsible for the attacks of 9/11 hiding out in the beginning under cover of the government in Afghanistan, then we should find them, ferret them out, take them out by force if necessary. Those that do us harm or are poised to do us harm, have the capability and the weaponry and the intent to do so, ought to be taken out. But I am not at all convinced that the enemies that we might have in the hills of Afghanistan or Pakistan require a massive presence of U.S. troops.
Is every U.S. citizen entitled to health care?
Not at government expense, no. Everybody ought to be able to get health care, but that's up to them.
Don't millions of people not have it because they can't afford it?
There are some that that simply cannot afford it. It is very expensive. But what the government could be doing is to be reducing and removing the onerous regulations that actually prevent people from being able to afford health care.
Mr. Barr, you have the distinction of having worked, as I understand it, with both the National Rifle Association and the American Civil Liberties Union. With that in your background and the fact that you worked at the CIA for 7 years, Can the U.S. government do everything we citizens expect them to do to prevent terrorist attacks, to prosecute public corruption, organized crime, discover the mental history of people buying guns, without occasionally tapping a phone line or having federal agencies exchange information?
There certainly is nothing wrong with federal agencies exchanging information. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the government engaging in electronic surveillance, so long as they do it within the confines of the Fourth Amendment to our Constitution, for example, and federal laws. What should never be condoned or accepted by the American people is this notion that because a president believes that that as commander-in-chief he has absolute authority over the citizenry to gather intelligence, even if the law tells him he can't. Unfortunately, both Senators McCain and Obama voted recently to greatly expand the power of the government to surveil the citizenry. That is neither necessary nor appropriate.
The Libertarian Party candidate for president, Bob Barr, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.